859. This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Seattle Theater Group. Presenting astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson September 19th and 20th at the Keller Auditorium. Dr. Tyson will explore science as portrayed in pop culture, and tickets and information for a September 20th show are available at portland5.com. Coming up next, Press Watch.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Eclectic Kitchen at 4936 Northeast Fremont Street, serving breakfast and lunch 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Lunch was provided by Al Amir, a restaurant providing Lebanese food and entertainment on 223 Southwest Stark Street. Dinner was provided by Pizza A Go-Go, located at 3240 North Williams, serving pizzas in-house, takeout, or delivery from fresh prepared ingredients and local organic produce since.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
Put on your pledge pins, it's pledge drive. This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. All right. 28 and a half minutes left. $1,100 to raise. So I'm talking to you. Hey, speaking of money, do you have $126 in your pocket to pay to the Israeli government? Too bad, because you're going to pay it whether you like it or not. Jason Deitz reports in antiwar.com the U.S. has signed a record $38 billion military aid deal for Israel. U.S. and Israeli officials this week signed a military aid package, which will see the U.S. give Israel $38 billion worth of equipment over the next decade. Just give it to them. This is by far the largest single military aid package offered in U.S. history, and U.S. officials were quick to insist it could rise even further in case of emergency. Speaking for myself, gee, I thought they had enough armament, but continuing with the article by Jason Deitz in antiwar.com, President Obama had sought to finalize the massive deal for over a year now, with the Israeli government repeatedly resisting accepting the offers and hoping of bumping the amount up even further. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's camp has urged Israel not to accept the pact, suggesting he'd give Israel far more if they waited. While acrimony between Obama and Netanyahu did have some of the Israeli far-right government eager to wait just to spite Obama, there was also a growing concern that if Israel refused to take the $38 billion from Obama, it would further politicize the issue of Israeli aid within the U.S. Under the deal, U.S. agrees to pay $3.8 billion annually, provide $3.8 billion in arms, I guess they mean, and Israel promises not to ask Congress for more money without the White House permission. Israel can continue to ask for more money for cyber defense as well as tunnel warfare. The other big change from the last deal is that it will force Israel to slowly taper off the amount of U.S. aid used to buy equipment from Israeli companies, ensuring that a larger percentage is earmarked for well-connected U.S. arms makers. So, follow the money, and where does it lead? This is Press Watch. I've been doing Press Watch for 30 years now, and I'm very glad to have done so. It's been good for me. It's given me something to do. But I have noticed over 30 years that it really does make a difference to get up on community radio and tell the truth as far as you can possibly determine it. And my decision 30 years ago was that it was worthwhile to create news you're not supposed to know on the theory that if enough people hear a broadcast over a long enough time, it makes some difference in how people perceive the world around them. And I have learned to perceive the world differently as well. I don't live in my little Boy Scout world that I lived in when I was 11 years old. I live in basically a kleptocracy, a plutocracy, a world ruled by the billionaire class who get their way and have conducted a successful war against us and against the entire world. And they're more interested in, when it comes right down to blowing up people, they like to blow up people who don't have effective anti-aircraft defense systems, which means poor people. And here in the U.S., the war has been conducted against us as well. Not with drones, not so much with bombs, but with plenty of violence. And as I was mentioning last week, the Guardian count says that the police have killed more than 700 of us at this point. And if we observe that in any other country, we would correctly say that the country suffers from death squads. I intend to get the truth out. I intend to bring the analysis that is as truthful as I can make it. And I think that it has made a difference over the years. Not a huge difference, but a little difference. And for me, that's been very satisfying. And many of you have participated in that by supporting community radio all these years. And there are a few of you who realize at this point that you are ready now to support community radio. And it's you that I'm talking to right now. You need to kick down. You need to do it now. And it's a very important thing to do. And I imagine that many of you that I'm talking to are active in various ways, even right out there on the streets, for which I commend you and thank you. But if you're getting by in this world, if you've got work, and you're doing all right, got a place to stay, I say you should be a KBOO member. You should be one of the people that helps bring the station along. We depend on your contributions. And so I say it's got to be $1,100, and we've got 25 minutes left to do it. So this is a shout out to those of you who are sustaining at $10 a month. $10 a month is what I was asking for 20 years ago. And $10 a month is a very helpful sustaining amount. Gives us $120 a year. Well, now I've been doing Press Watch for 30 years. And how are you doing? If you're making the median income $56,000 in the USA or somewhere close to there, how about giving us an upgrade and giving yourself a hoodie? We're talking about a soft, comfy, militant-looking hooded sweatshirt in midnight black with a standout logo of a transmitting radio tower over a red star. The same logo you've seen at the KBOO.fm website. Looks great, attracts interesting people. It's imbued with mysterious and eldritch powers by in-house KBOO witches. You knew that rumor was true, didn't you? Number to call, 877-500-KBOO, 877-552-66, 877-500-KBOO. The person who has to do it, you know, is you. And the time to do it is right now, even if you have to pull over and do it. You know it's true. You know you want to do it. Come on and call us right now. And I'm joined now by Pledge Central and Lynn.
And
is that
Conch?
The mic?
Conch is here too.
Hello, Conch.
Hello. Yes, we want to thank a couple of people who have been wonderful, have been Johnny on the spot or Janie on the spot, and called in to 877-500-5266. That's toll free, 877-500-KBOO. Want to thank Fred in Milwaukee. I want to thank Ximena. I believe that Ximena, Ximena. We'd like to thank Joanne in Portland, renewing. Excuse me. Ira in Beaverton, who's renewing. And Paula in Buckeye, Arizona, renewing. Yes.
Buckeye.
Thank you, Paula in Buckeye. Thank you, all of you. If you are in a position where it's hard for you to talk on the phone, we'd love you to check out the website, which is kboo.fm, either on your desktop device or your handheld device. There's an app for that. And if you go to the upper right corner, you will see donate. And you can click through. You can also click on kbu.fm/thank you. I believe it's thank you gifts. And look at the thank you gifts, including that hoodie that was mentioned, the KBU versus the MediaZilla's t-shirt, which is a full-color Matt Worker cartoon and fabulous and available for only a $5 a month pledge of support. But the best way to talk to, there are so many happy volunteers back here. They are all expert in helping you out, telling you the best way to donate, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a jar of nickels, whether it's a monthly deduction from checking. But they're all back here, and they're all available at toll-free number 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you so much. And actually, I think I'll go to a little bit more programming, and I'll come back out to you all shortly. Thank you. North Korea has said that it has carried out a successful nuclear warhead explosion test to counter what it called U.S. hostility. That's according to the North Korean state TV that angered neighbors in the United States. And if you noticed how media always hedges whatever North Korea says, I mean, I would argue that given the context, they needn't bother, but they've set off the nuke test to counter what it called U.S. hostility. Well, I think anyone would call the U.S. attitude towards North Korea hostility, and that's just the way we do news, if you call it that, in the United States. But anyway, continuing with an article, the earthquake with a magnitude of 5.3 was detected in the country's north on Friday morning. According to South Korea's meteorological agency, an official said that was the biggest ever such blast. State TV presenter said scientists from the DPRK carried out a nuclear explosion test for the judgment of the power of a nuclear warhead newly studied and manufactured by them at the Northern Nuclear Test Ground. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is the North's official name. The Central Committee of the Ruling Workers' Party of Korea sent warm congratulations to nuclear scientists of the Northern Nuclear Test Ground on the successful nuclear warhead explosion test. The North Korean presenters said the test would also enable the North to produce as many as it wants of a variety of smaller, lighter, and diversified nuclear warheads of a higher strike power, she said. In other words, boo. Continuing with the article, the UN Nuclear Watchdog said the test was in clear violation of numerous United Nations Security Council resolutions and disregarded repeated demands from the international community. The IAEA director said it is a deeply troubling and regrettable act, and he added the IAEA is ready to resume verification activities in North Korea once a political agreement has been reached among the countries concerned. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg strongly condemned the very disturbing development, telling Pyongyang it must drop all nuclear and ballistic missile activities. And because this is the United States, I must explain that Pyongyang is the capital of North Korea. The tremor detected by the USGS, U.S. Geological Survey, and Japan's Meteorological Agency's Earthquake and Tsunami Observations Division happened near a known nuclear test site. In January, North Korea detonated its fourth nuclear device at the same site. And South Korean President Park Geun-hye called the test an act of fanatic recklessness in clear violation of the UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. President Barack Obama and Park spoke by telephone about the event, and South Korea's presidential office said the 15-minute conversation took place as the U.S. leader was on Air Force One, returning to the U.S. from a regional summit in Laos, according to the South Korean presidential office. Obama said any provocative actions by North Korea would have serious consequences, reiterating a U.S. commitment to the security of its allies in Asia and around the world. And Japan's chief government spokesman said that Tokyo would consider further unilateral sanctions against North Korea. Now, this is the article that I'm reading is from Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera's Adrian Brown, reporting from Beijing, said the test is a reminder of Beijing's impotence to try to bring North Korea to heel. Nothing China has so far said has had any effect on the North. There is no indication that North Korea's nuclear test resulted in higher radiation levels in Russia's Far East. That's according to Russian news agencies. And Russia's foreign ministry warned all sides against any escalation. And departing from that article, the U.S. escalated anyway with B-1 bombers roaring over South Korea, which, of course, got a furious response from North Korea. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. I would like to ask you to join. For those of you who have held off all these years, I'm sure you have your reasons. And I honor those reasons. And as I've often said, If you're not flying high financially, well, we're here for you. So never feel bad about not being a financial supporter if you just can't do it. Because this is the People's Radio Station, and we understand that. But if you're doing okay, if you're getting by and you think you can kick down $5, $10, $20 a month, well, why don't you get one of these wonderful things that we would like to offer you. For $20 a month, we would love to give you the hoodie. Now, if you would like to make a donation of $500, it would absolutely thrill the pledge answerers right now at 877-552-66. That can be broken down to, between $45 and $50 a month. Closer to 45, and you can get two hoodies. You can get any premium you want at that pledge level. I call that the militant pledge level. Some of you can do it. Some of you can just whip out your credit card, put down that $500, and make a smile back there. And it's time to do it, isn't it? Because this, I would say, this is a very this is a very interesting time, isn't it? And things are happening. We've got a really crazy election coming up with some really crazy people in it. And the times are changing on several fronts. Certainly, I would say that this is the year of Black Lives Matter and a historic opportunity to finally destroy whiteness as we know it today and liberate the world from whiteness. A thing that I'm very excited about. And KBOO is right there trying to push that envelope. Trying to push forward because we care about what kind of world we live in and we want to create a better world, don't you? The number to call is 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. And I'm joined once again by Pledge Central.
Hey,
and
Teresa.
Lynn and Concher here.
Hey, Teresa, we have zillions of people to thank.
Oh, good.
It's been a really great and busy morning, and let's continue that. Let's keep the flow going. We have Edward Snowden in Russia. Oh, wait, no, that's Edward in Portland is renewing. but he would, if he could hear us. He would. Annie in Camas is renewing. Annette in Malala. Eric in Portland.
James, Malala represent.
James in Portland is renewing. Elizabeth is renewing. James in Salem is renewing. And
Salem.
Catherine in Salem. So it is a world. We have a worldwide audience now that that we have the inner tubes for people at KBOO.fm where you can make your contribution to this amazing institution that has been around for almost 50 years, right?
Yes, indeed. And coming up in 2018, we're going to have one heck of a party, and we're preparing for it now. You can get in on that by becoming a member at 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266.
It is so easy to do, and you will feel better about yourself. You'll feel better about the tone sounds different. Everything sounds different when you become a member, because then you are part, you are actually part of what's happening. You can vote for who's on the board of directors. But you know, you can be on the programming committee if you have issues. I mean, you can anyway. But
it is a different feeling once you contribute.
It's
like, okay, this is my gig.
You know?
When you listen to it,
you are part of it. You are part of what's going on, and that's really important these days when people feel pretty isolated. We are a place of de-isolation here at KABU.
The number to call
877-500. I got you on that one, Teresa. 877-500-5266. And get a hoodie. $20 a month gets you one of our cozy black. It's fall. It's time to be wearing a nice cozy. I have one of them. It's a nice cozy, really good quality black hoodie with the proud symbol of KABU on the front of it. And people will know how you got it because you can only get it by contributing $20 a month.
$20 a month. You spend that much on lost pencils. Come on, kick down. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. Okay, I'm going to go back to a bit more content, and then I will come back a third time because we want to raise that $1,100, and we've still got $800 to go, and I'm very grateful for those of you who have called in. I would like to suggest as well, and thank you, Lynn, you may want to consider getting a book because, you know, a book and a broadcast act synergistically. And we have many books to offer you, but here's one that I would like to put out for an example. And this would be for those of you who just want to get your feet wet for that little bitty $5 pledge that we can set up in 3 minutes. We don't use a computer to take your call. We just we take your call and we write on a little triplicate a carbon copy thing. Remember carbon copies? We got them. And we talk to you and find out what you like. And you can talk to us and tell us what you like about KBOO. And you could get a book, and here's one that you can get. Lies Incorporated, The World of Post-Truth Politics, written by Ari Rabin-Haidt and Media Matters. That's probably Rabin-Haidt. And Media Matters. They have presented a revelatory history of the industry that creates and disseminates lies in the service of political agendas. Lies Incorporated shows how this has crippled legislative progress on issues including tobacco regulation, public health care, climate change, gun control, immigration, abortion, and same-sex marriage. Eye-opening and indispensable, Lies Incorporated takes an unflinching look at the powerful network of politicians and special interest groups that have launched coordinated assaults on the truth to shape American politics. You can get that for $5 a month. You can get that by calling right now, 877-500-5266, and you'll be a member, and you'll feel great about that. You'll have the book, Lies Incorporated, The World of Post-Truth Politics by Ari Rabin-Haidt and Media Matters. And I do think it's very important to read books. And as I was saying, it has a synergistic effect when you listen to KBOO, because we're doing the same sort of work here, and we're constantly on that sort of topic. And indeed, that is the conceit of my 30-year broadcast here on KBOO, and before that, KAZI in Austin. Hello, KAZI. I love you. And it's 9:20 here in Cascadia. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. Number to call, 877-500-5266. And it really does have to be you now, doesn't it? Because you understand why it's important. So now, Dar Jamal has written in Truth Out, in part, the most detailed study to date shows that the Arctic sea ice melt over the last 20 years is unprecedented. Speaking for myself, it's September. This is the time to look at it. And there has been an additional couple weeks forecast into September of warm weather. So actually, by now, you would expect the melt to have finished up, or be getting finished up. No, it's continuing. And this is going to have quite the effect on our climate, even right here, where we've been getting quite a break here in Cascadia. If you look at the maps, you can see that, well, if you live here in Cascadia, you're living in the right place when it comes to escaping some of the most immediate and worst aspects of climate change. We can only cross our fingers and hope that our luck holds out. But the whole world is suffering. And returning to Dal Jamar's article, Dar Jamal, excuse me. Julian Strove with the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center said the Arctic sea ice has not been at levels as low as it is today for at least 5,000 to 7,000 years. And Strove noted some other studies have suggested at least 800,000 years. Next year or the year after, the Arctic will be free of ice. That's a quote from Dr. Peter Wadhams, who has spent his entire scientific career, that would be scientific career as in science, and not the imaginings of conservatives. Anyway, returning to the sentence, his scientific career involved in dozens of trips to study the Arctic. He told that to The Guardian recently. And Dar Jamal writes, Wadhams, who is one of the very first scientists to warn that the thick Arctic ice cap was beginning to thin, directed the Scott Polar Institute in Cambridge from 87 to 92 and has been a professor of ocean physics at Cambridge since 2001. So he ought to know, huh? But returning to Dar Jamal's article, meanwhile, capitalizing on the disaster affecting the Arctic, and the Planet Electri cruise ship set sail from Seward, Alaska in late August en route to New York via the Arctic. Upwards of 1,700 passengers and crew are, as you hear me, riding aboard the Crystal Serenity, with passengers paying from $22,000 per person for the trip, some paying in the six-figure range. That $22,000 is for the cheap seats. Returning to Dar's article, those prices do not include helicopter rides or excursions onto the melting Greenland ice sheet, which also will be offered. The ship that is making its way through the fragile Arctic is 820 feet long with 13 decks, 535 staterooms, multiple swimming pools, a movie theater, a driving range, and a putting green, a casino, a spa, a fitness center, a hair salon, and 24-hour room service. The boat sold out quickly, and the company is already well into the planning of a second journey. Dar Jamal writes, the tropics aren't faring any better than the Arctic and the climate department. A recent report showed that the carbon pledges made by 178 countries in Paris last December won't be nearly enough to save most tropical coral reefs and cloud forests, let alone prevent mass global extinctions. Every day now, he writes, brings us further into uncharted territory, and there's much more to that article on Truth Out by Dar Jamal. Time is 9:23 in Cascadia. Over the course of the long Labor Day weekend, American bombs rained down on targets spanning nearly 4,000 miles across the Middle East and North Africa. The strikes hit six countries: Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. And why didn't you know that? There's a reason you didn't know that. You're not invited to participate. If there's one thing that frightens our rulers and the military that they serve, it's democracy. I'm calling for an outbreak of democracy. That information was from theweek.com. The targeted groups included the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, the Taliban, and 45 strikes took place in Iraq and Syria alone, plus another 20 or so in Libya, and smaller totals in the remaining three nations. You know, the U.S. has powerful jets, satellites to guide them. The bombs are gigantic. They weigh a couple of thousand pounds. I think BLU-84 is a pretty common one. The thing is just crammed to the gills with explosive. It leaves a huge crater. We are bombing the crap out of the world. And did you know? Yeah, it's like that. Every week, every day it's happening. And this is kept out of the news. Kept out. And it's kept out by the corporate news managers who say that it's much more interesting to follow any other story. Time is 9:25 in Cascadia, and that means we've just got about 3 minutes left to raise the additional $700 or so. And so once again, I want to talk about what we have to offer you. I know what you have to offer us. And as I said before, if you're just squeaking by, how about that $5 a month? You'll feel good about that. If you're doing okay, how about getting yourself a hoodie? And how about a his or hers hoodie for that militant level of support, $500 a year? We can take your card. We can break it down to 45 or so per month. You can do that. I mean, think about that. That can be you, one of our militant supporters at 877-500-5266. Let me say that slower so you can write it down. 877-500-KABU. 877 is a toll-free number. 500-5266. And I'm joined by Lynn and I think by Conch.
Yeah, yes.
And so how are we doing? Is that phone ringing?
Oh, people are stepping up to the plate, and you know, the community loves Press Watch, and they appreciate the work that Teresa does. I have seen Teresa at work tapping away. Just hours of research goes into every half hour that you hear on the air, and some people who are stepping up and calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO include Charlene in Silverton.
Thank you, Charlene.
Renewing. We love Silverton. We love Charlene. Stu down there, who runs the movie house, is an old KBOO engineer. So we got people from all over the state, all over the region, Southwest Washington folks who come in and do great shows, music, and public affairs. We have Paul in West Lynn who's renewing. Thank you, Paul. We love you down in the Willamette there, up the Willamette. Deanna in Vancouver is renewing. Over there, like I said, across the mighty Columbia in Southwest Washington, where our signal continues. Stephen in Lebanon is renewing. Thank you, Stephen.
Hannah Lebanon, Oregon, probably, huh?
we're assuming Lebanon, Oregon, okay. Yes. Hannah in Portland, renewing. And Cloanne in Sandy out there on the way to Mount Hood. Cloanne's renewing. Thank you, everybody. That's terrific news. And we want you to keep supporting KBOO. We want you to keep supporting Press Watch. We'd like you to go to KBOO.FM if that's your fancy, if talking on the phone is a hardship for you at the moment. If you are out and about, if you're on your way to work, if you're running some errands, maybe you would like to stop in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We have a cup of coffee for you. We will show you the thank you gift box, the ticket. We have a binder full of tickets for you. If you want to look through that. But the best way is to talk to one of our fantastic phone volunteers who will talk you through the process. What is that number?
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU. That is the number to call. The time is now. Just do it now. You'll feel better. Life will be better. And you will know you have been supporting something that's really important that you're listening to, that you love. You love this place, so call now.
Thank you so much, Lynn and Conch. You know, I didn't mention the Flower Tower t-shirt by KBOO broadcaster, commentator, reporter, artist Chris Andre coming up at 10 o'clock. Also, black with a well-gardened radio tower on it. That's only $5 a month. Get your feet wet if you haven't done it before. Now, I'm looking for those militant pledges. 500 a year. Your choice of any of our premium gifts, 877-500-5266. You've been listening to Press Watch on 90.7 FM in Cascadia and other frequencies, and on KBOO.FM. And in that manner, we go out to all the ships at sea.
Screening for KBOO Community Radio.
Everybody!
A world premiere event.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Co-sponsored by Music Millennium and KBOO Radio.
Here are the Beatles!
This coming Thursday evening at 7 p.m. The eagerly awaited new film from Academy Award winner Ron Howard, his documentary 8 Days a Week, The Beatles Touring Years, will be premiering worldwide in select cities Thursday, September 15th, including here in Portland at Cinema 21.
We captured Liverpool and London, and we're out to capture the world.
This version of 8 Days a Week will include 30 minutes of restored and remastered footage from the 65 Shea Stadium concert.
It's a miracle in a way they didn't go mad.
That's this Thursday, 7 p.m. at Cinema 21, a benefit screening for KBOO Radio.
We brought that to the music.
Good morning. This is Fight the Empire. My name is Per Fogring, and my guest is Richard Wolff. He's a professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst and visiting professor at the New School University in New York. He's written several